Joining us now is the national president of Zionist Organization of America, Mort Klein. Mort, great to have you here on the Rita Cosby Show.
I love being on your show. Thank you so much.
You know, I thought former President Trump was amazing when he addressed ZOA at the beautiful gala. I had the honor of being there, so I saw him firsthand. What did you think of his address to ZOA?
I thought the address was as presidential and as meaningful as any talk I've ever heard President Trump ever make. And the fact he got a several minutes standing ovation afterwards shows that the audience felt the same way. And we felt it was our moral duty to say thank you for the extraordinary things he did for U.S.-Israel relations. He's the one who created peace between Israel and Bahrain, United Arab Emirates, Morocco, and Sudan. He should have gotten a Nobel Prize for this. Of course, he moved the embassy to Israel's capital, where it should be, to Jerusalem. He imposed maximum sanctions on Iran, a country that regularly, daily, says death to America and death to Israel. They're one of our most serious enemies in the world. And he stopped funding the Palestinian Authority. And why did he stop giving them $500 million of our taxpayer money? Because President Trump said, as long as the Palestinian Authority pays Arabs lifetime pensions to murder Jews, most people don't know this. If you murder a Jew and you're a Palestinian, you get a lifetime pension paid for by the Palestinian Authority. It's outrageous. And the pension is five times the average salary of a Palestinian's typical average salary. And he said, as long as you do this, we're not getting any money from us. And you know, the Palestinian Authority said, no problem. We're going to continue doing it. We don't want your money. They prefer paying people to murder Jews and Americans. The Arabs who've murdered Americans in Israel get the same lifetime pension. And Trump has done the right thing to try and get that type of nonsense to stop. And Trump was also the first American president to pray at the sacred Western Wall in Jerusalem, one of the two holiest places to the Jewish people. He went there and prayed. So he's done so much for Israel. We felt it is our duty to simply say, thank you, Mr. President. You were an extraordinary president, promoting strong U.S.-Israel relations, having strong relations with America's greatest ally, and that's the Jewish state of Israel.
And, you know, Mort Klein, too, the award you gave him truly was historic. I was hearing some of the other people who received it. And I agree. I mean, the Abraham Accords, what President Trump accomplished, and also as you talked about moving, you know, the embassy. There were so many things that were groundbreaking that history is always going to remember him for that moment. But talk about the award he got and some of the other people that received that esteemed ZOA award.
An award that we've rarely given. It's a solid gold medallion called the Theodore Herzl Medallion. Theodore Herzl was one of the first people to work to reestablish the state of Israel. That's only been given to Lord Balfour of England, Winston Churchill, Harry Truman, David Ben-Gurion, the first prime minister of Israel, Golda Meir, and Menachem Begin. That's it. So he's one of the few, and he deserves it. He's done as much for Israel as any political leader in the world. And I was told that he was thrilled to get this, and he finally appreciated that a Jewish organization has recognized what he's done, because others have not. I mean, he also, by the way, recognized the legal and moral and religious and political right of Jews to live in Judea and Samaria, the West Bank. Why can Arabs live in Israel, and Jews should not be allowed to live in the West Bank and Judea and Samaria? He said it is legal. No president has done that before. And by the way, Mahmoud Abbas was so angry, he said, when we take over the West Bank, no Jew will be allowed to live there. This is one of the monsters of the Middle East. He's a monster terrorist, Mahmoud Abbas, who pays people to murder Jews, says no Jew will be allowed to live in Judea and Samaria if and when they ever have a state. And he calls Jews filth. He calls Americans filth. He's condemned this president, Biden, only recently when he met with Putin. People don't appreciate what a terrible human being the head of the Palestinian Authority is, who, by the way, has named hundreds of schools, streets, and sports teams after people who have murdered Americans or Jews. He honors them by naming them after such monsters. And I'm afraid our media has never made that clear in any significant way. to make it clear that Israel is dealing with one of the monster terrorists of the world, Mahmoud Abbas, the head of the Palestinian Authority.
And everybody, we are talking to Mort Klein. He's the national president of the Zionist Organization of America, which is such a powerful advocate for the Jewish people, for the state of Israel, held an incredible gala where President Trump spoke and was so eloquent. And I thought, I agree with you, so presidential. I thought his speech was a home run. And it is such an important message, as you know all too well, Mort, about fighting anti-Semitism. Why do you think we are seeing a rise in it? I mean, you've talked about what's happening overseas, but also, sadly, there have been these cases of late in the United States. I mean, there were heightened police patrols just recently in New York because Jewish communities were getting threats at Jewish sites. Why is this? It is heartbreaking to me. As you know, my father grew up right outside the Warsaw Ghetto. My father is Polish Catholic. But, you know, to me, it is abhorrent when I see this anti-Semitism and even some of the comments coming from some members of Congress like Ilhan Omar. I'm happy to see Kevin McCarthy is talking about trying to kick her off committees. Why has there been a rise of it in America?
Well, I am Polish Jewish, I might add, and I was very proud when President Trump cited you from the podium that I'm proud that Rita Cosby is here with us. So that was a proud moment for me since I brag to people that you're my friend.
Mort, thank you. It was my great honor to hear that and to be at the gala with all of you, to be there with the president, to be at ZOA, to be with you. It was, to me, I could not have been more proud. Thank you.
Well, I think one of the reasons you see this increase is because you now have a dozen Jew haters in Congress. You never had this in the past, this word. Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib from Michigan, AOC from Queens, Cori Bush from St. Louis, Jamal Bowman from New York, publicly condemning Israel as a racist terrorist state, as an apartheid state, saying they oppress Arabs and steal their land. All lies, all complete lies. And I think they have given legitimacy to hating Jews and the Jewish state by having all these members of Congress. In addition, people do not know that Mahmoud Abbas is a monster terrorist. The papers don't write about this. The papers don't write that he says no Jew will be allowed in any Palestinian state. And even issues like occupation, you know, they say you stole Arab land. But in fact, there was never an Arab country called Palestine. In fact, it's just a region. And the word Palestine is a Roman name. How can this be an Arab region if it's named using a Roman name? And you know, Arabs can't pronounce the letter P. They can't say Palestine. They say Palestine. They can't say it. This has never been an Arab country, never been even an Arab region. And people don't know this sort of thing. They also don't know that Israel has given away all of Gaza and 40% of the West Bank, Judea and Samaria, where almost all of the Palestinian Arabs live. They live under their own rule. They have their own parliament, schools, textbooks, newspapers, radio, TV, businesses, police force. If people knew there's no occupation, they live under their own rule, they would be less inclined to start hating Jews irrationally as they do. So I think it's the fact that members of Congress have legitimized Jew hatred, which we never had before, and the fact that people don't know the reality of the Arab-Islamic war against Israel. Even Jerusalem, which many of the Jew haters say you must give Jerusalem to the Arabs. Now, do you know the word Jerusalem never appears in the holy book of the Muslims, the Quran? Never once. In the Jewish holy books, it's there 700 times. It's been the capital only of a Jewish state, never of any other state. And in fact, back when they controlled Jerusalem, the Arabs, from 48 to 67, it became a slum. There was virtually no water, electricity, plumbing. No Arab leader even visited Jerusalem, when they controlled it, except the leaders of Jordan. So people don't know the truth of the Arab-Islamic war against Israel, the truth of Mahmoud Abbas and other issues, and these members of Congress. I was thrilled that the incoming Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, said he's going to be throwing some of these people, like Ilhan Omar, off of the Foreign Affairs Committee so they can't do even more damage and have a bigger podium. And if people want to learn more about what I just said, ZOA.org. Go to ZOA.org, and it's all there in many of the articles and releases that we put out.
Well, Mort, you are so eloquent fighting for the Jewish people. Bravo to you. And again, everybody, ZOA.org. Mort Klein, my friend, and what a beautiful, beautiful gala, and always so honored at all the great work you do. Thank you for being here so much on The Rita Cosby Show.
Thank you so much for being at that gala, lending enormous excitement to everyone there by the fact that Rita Cosby, this extraordinary communicator, was also at our gala. Thank you.